Patrick Chung joining us on a Patriots Monday. Patrick, how are you?
Hey, how you guys doing, man?
We're doing good. There was a lot of conversation from idiots like me saying Peyton Manning had neck surgery and he can't throw the ball as hard. I'm curious, what'd you see of the veteran quarterback first time you saw him in a Broncos uniform yesterday?
I saw a man commanding the offense and throwing that ball. I mean, he didn't lose a step, man. He's still the same Peyton, still reading defenses and still getting his guys in the right position to make plays.
Now, you guys obviously trying to disguise a lot of that coverage. How much of it were you surprised maybe he still picked up what you guys were doing, maybe unable to confuse him?
You can only do so much, you know. I mean, he's one of the best quarterbacks, so sometimes he's going to realize what you're in, you know, maybe have some kind of guess of what you might be in. He's going to try to find the perfect play. We're going to watch film and see, you know, what plays he actually knew we were in and what plays he didn't. So, I mean, I have more answers for you after I watch film today.
How concerned were you guys about protecting the middle of the field after last week? You gave up a few plays in the middle of the field, and obviously that's the easiest place for quarterbacks to complete passes, especially a guy that's coming off an injury like Peyton Manning. Exactly. Were you guys more conscious about that this week?
Exactly. You said it, man. I mean, the middle is the easiest throw, period. I mean, that's the fastest the ball can get to the receiver. I mean, it's an easy throw, easy read for the quarterback, and he's very good at it. I mean, regardless of neck, he was throwing outside, he was throwing deep. I mean, he was still the same Peyton, but I mean, like you said, Troy, you know, man, that middle of the field is something dangerous. So if you take that away, I mean, it's definitely going to help your defense.
We talked to Devin on Friday about, you know, Manning in that offense, and he compared it a lot to what the Colts did and thought it was really close to what the Colts used to do with Manning there. I'm curious, in the build-up, Patrick, to that game yesterday, how much did the coaches have you watch Peyton running the Colts offense versus watching anything Denver did last year with Tebow and the other quarterbacks they had?
We really just watched him this year. We watched Peyton this year with the Broncos. I mean, preseason and everything. We just kind of feel out for the players, what kind of players they have, what kind of offense they're running. I mean, it was very similar to Indy, but when it comes down to it, offense is always going to have a certain package or formation or play that we've never seen before. So you have to still be prepared for it and just get ready to execute.
You know, I forgot if I asked you or Devin McCourty about Demaryius Thomas. Now, other than the fact that he continues to maybe give the ball up here once a week, which is a beautiful thing for the New England Patriots, but this guy's a beast, isn't he? I mean, he just looks like a large man.
Yeah, I mean, he's big, he's physical, he can catch the ball one hand, two hands. I mean, he can break tackles. He's a very good receiver, man. He has a lot of upside to him.
In terms of yesterday, with the safety setup, you have a couple of guys hurt for you, Stephen Gregory in that game. You saw a lot of Tavon Wilson, a young kid. Patrick, you've talked about communication on this defense, how important that's been. Last year was a huge theme. Mixing in a young kid like that, how was that communication? He got a lot of extended time next to you at that safety spot.
Oh, it's good. Tavon's a smart player, man. He's smart, he's confident, and he's still having fun, man. He's just a player out there having fun playing football. But he's smart, man. We had no problems out there. He's definitely came in mature. He's very mature, and, you know, we learned the same things, you know. So regardless who's out there, you have to know what you're doing, and he knows what he's doing.
Patrick, we spent some time here talking about this no-huddle, fast-paced offense from the New England Patriots. I mean, it's another gear, right? It's another level. You guys see that at practice? I mean, are they out there trying to run it as fast as possible? And what's it like going up against it just in practice?
We have a little period, though. We don't do it all, you know, the whole time. But, I mean, no huddle's no joke. You watch them Oregon games, you'll see what it's like, man. It can definitely be a good thing or a bad thing. You know, it could, you know, players might not get the right call, and then on defense, it could tear defense apart, you know. So it's kind of like a 50-50 thing. If you know how to execute it, then it can be great.
Yeah. There's Oregon, WVU people out there that are making comments, too, about that being compared to the Patriots stuff, too. But there's no way. But
not like Marshall's.
Not like Marshall's attack. You know, we got it going on at Marshall. We're not winning very many games right now, but we can move the football up and down the field. That's for sure. But no, Patrick. I mean, we talked about a lot of different things. The offense right now, the tempo. What's it like for you guys when you have to go against that in practice?
It helps us, man. It gets us prepared for any situation. I mean, and on top of that, you know, Harold and Bill are always keeping us conditioned. So, I mean, we practice that, man, 2 minute, no huddle, like every situation you can, you know, every situation you can practice, we're going to practice it. So when it comes to the game, it's not like a huge surprise, but we practice it, we're ready for it, and we can just play football.
Now, was this all a part of the way you guys got ready in the offseason, two OTAs and mini camps? Was this part of the preparation, having your team play like this?
Everything's been the same since minicamp. Nothing's changed, man. We're just getting better day by day.
Curious, though, defensively, when you go up against a team, because at times Peyton Manning, they ran the no huddle. It didn't look as fast as what your offense did. How tough is that? What are the things you got to focus on when an opposing offense, Patrick, goes into that hurry-up mode and keeps whatever defense you have on the field because they're running plays so quickly?
Communication. Everybody has to be on the same page because if one guy's off on a different page, it could be a touchdown or a big play, you know, that results in a touchdown. So, I mean, everybody has to be on the same page, get the communication, make your calls, and boom, line up and play.
All right, you look ahead. You guys go to Seattle, which is not only a tough place to play, but you go back to that West Coast. Any extra bump going back to the Northwest and to college there? Let's go.
No, man. You know, you're going to go back to the West Coast, man. We're going to play some ball, get there early, get that jet lag out, and just get ready to play a very good football team because they're very good.
And a great defense. Patrick, appreciate the time as always. Look forward to talking to you next week. Best of luck in Seattle.
Yes, sir. Appreciate it, guys.
Thanks, there he is, Patrick Chung, as he mentioned, the Oregon Duck, when he joins us here on Patriots Mondays.